I keep telling you about Mad City, the new John Travolta, Dustin Hoffman film. Here they are again to talk about it. Here is John Travolta talking about his character Sam in Mad City.
He is certainly in a very desperate situation, or so he thinks, mainly due to his pride. You know, he didn't like the idea of losing his job, and he wants to
tell
his family.
He's a bore.
He's embarrassed about it.
Hearing actors talk about their parts makes me nuts. What is it?
Did you see, I don't know if it was Extra, one of those magazine shows last night, had John Travolta and his wife and all the Scientologists talking
about Entertainment Tonight, I saw it, yeah.
They were talking about how they get the toxins out of their body.
I'm so sick of them.
Did you hear that? It was really, I'm glad you brought this up, because they have a place in the Scientology Center that they go to. It's this big room,
yeah.
And they sit there in the room, and they can eat some, they can take a few pills that are supposed to help them get something out of them, and then they go and sit in a steam room. As long as they possibly can.
As long as
can.
They can take it.
They're so duped.
And then they come out and sit in this other room again, and then they go back into the steam room, and they can stay in there for weeks and months. But they can finally get off drugs if they do that.
But Travolta's wife was talking about how it's amazing, and then, of course, they show the American...
Well, you know she's as stupid as he is. What do those two talk about? He's a big dummy. I've heard him interviewed, and she's a big moron, too.
The American Federation of Toxicology or something said there's absolutely no medical value
in what they
do.
Of course not. Oh, for good. Listen, they're believers, but they should really calm down, use their celebrity to provoke people to think about something good if you're going to get political. Sit there and talk about Scientology nonstop. What, do they have them hypnotized?